agus cúis na gnóg. Lesúl gófain rún uet nú pórt le hol ach rívin chóra jalis dósa gamech grá dom a sheep lor ska na moni moro shindo began narge na tilti darago agus dort for Beg a cell no hoggle cress de grim no gno. Beg a clown slam for the rin. I go smonte Lawegin Solenyaku Maroshindo.
all is going to you, you know it, a hockey card sound.
Then a wish I mind its power, a wish that to my latest hour shall strongly heave my breast, that I for poor old Scotland's sake some useful plan or book could make, or sing a song at least. The rough birth thistles spreading wide, among the bearded bear, I turn the weeder clips aside, and spared the symbol dear, no nation, no station my envy e'er could raise, a Scot still, but blot still, I knew no higher praise. From Robbie Burns, the answer to the Guidwife of Wauchope House. Fantastic. It was a response to an Edinburgh poetess who sent Robbie Burns an epistle in admiration of poems chiefly in the Scots dialect from 1787. Fantastic book. Go check it out. It's probably in your local library. But Celtic literary tradition has an extended history coming out of Gaelic medium through the shared common literary tongue. So before there was Irish Gaelic and Scottish Gaelic, there actually was a common literary language between the two in Old Irish and Older Celtic. And then later on in the medieval era, they split and they said, well, just make sure it's not English, but it's going to be written a bit differently. And, you know, Iona, the monastery, and the Book of the Kells, fantastic, good stuff. There's fantastic Gaelic language poetry out there as well. Would highly recommend you to go check that out. And most of the tickets have sold out, but there may be Burns events around town. They do sell out quite quick. Generally, they're announced late fall, the year preceding, so you have enough time to sober up after Auld Lang Syne and a bit of gravy. And then you can listen to fantastic music. I know at the Scottish Cultural Centre, the Graylan Crossing Pipe Band, which is a local pipe band here, closely aligned with the SFU Pipe Band, my favourite pipe band in the world, of which we are here upon SFU's mountainous campus, upon the precipice of Burnaby Mountain, some 330 metres above the Pacific Ocean. We're listening to the Brad Orr Waltz, Rose Morrison and Brendan O'Beglich. The Arms of Gold, Golden Arm Waltz. Waltzes often very common. Scottish country dancing, if you ever want to listen to it, there's an amazing programme on BBC Alba called Amiri de Mór, hosted by Morag Onlach, and she is fantastic. It is all in Gaelic, so get ready for that. It airs 2 a.m. Vancouver time, or 10 a.m. Edinburgh, Glasgow time, out in Scotland, of which we are celebrating today. There's a wee bit of Irish in there, because there are neighbours across the sea, Manx as well. Those are kind of the three main insular Celtic languages: Irish, Gaelic, Gaeliga, Scottish Gaelic, and Manx Gaelic. And then you have Welsh, Cornish, and Breton for your other choices. Bit of Wes Corbett now for you, the Tide Pool Jigs. You're listening to Department Uno, it's the Robbie Byrne Spectacular. Make sure you pour one out for the Bard of Scotland on Sunday, January 25th. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we remind you that radio, including Celtic radio, is diverse, independent, and yours. Thank you. Scots wha hae wi Wallace bled, Scots wha'm Bruce has often led, welcome tae your gory bed, or to victory. Now's the day and now's the hour, see the front of battle lour, see approach proud Edward's power, chains and slavery. What will be a traitor knave, who will fill a coward's grave? Who saw base as be a slave, let him turn a flee. Wha for Scotland's king and law, freedom's sword will strongly draw. Freeman stand or freeman fall, let him on with me. By oppression's woes and pains, by your sons and servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but they shall be free. Lay the proud usurpers low, tyrants fall in every foe, liberties in every blow, let us do or die. Scots wha hae, the unofficial national anthem. Scotland the Brave, also quite a popular choice. Flower of Scotland, always very good. You'll definitely hear that if you go see the Tartan Army supporting the Scottish football team, who I do believe have made the World Cup. I do believe they have qualified for the World Cup, which is fantastic. So, have on you, lads. We're listening to a bit of Daniel Lapp, who is from Victoria. He's a Canadian folk musician, and fun fact about him, travelled around, starting in 1990, with the assistance of the Canada Council on the Arts, collected over 1,000 fiddle tunes. Fantastic. So, great stuff, and courtesy of Woodbox Records out of Victoria, who also put out the BC Fiddle Orchestra's Matchbook Sessions. Fantastic. Daniel Lapp, Hardwood Sessions, Volume 1. This is Colby's Reel, Connor's Reel, and it was a reel composed by Daniel for his great nephews. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, where it is my great pleasure to share with you a bit of my culture, a bit of Scottish literary history, as well as musical expression. Thank you. Lochan Lochan from Breach of Chainbow. All right, folks, that is just about enough time as I have been allocated here on CJSF 90.1 FM in the format of Department Uno, which today takes the shape of the Robbie Burns Spectacular. Thank you so much. Make sure to have yourself a nice roast dinner with lots of puds, Yorkshire and sweet varieties. If you enjoy Urn Brew, go do that. If you enjoy gravy, aka Uishke Bayaha, the water of life, you can pour some of that out on the rocks for me as well. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. If you find yourself here in Vancouver, go check out, I think it's probably sold out now, but maybe for next year, 2027 Burns Night, you can go get pick up yourself a ticket, go hear some pipe bands, engage with culture from all worlds and live in harmony with the peoples on our fair blue marble. Breach of Chainbow, Sunwise, Squabag, the Sweeper. And that does it for today. We'll leave you with one final stanza from Robbie Burns. Fare thee weel, thou first and fairest. Fare thee weel, thou best and dearest. Thine be ilka joy and treasure, peace, enjoyment, love and pleasure. Ae fond kiss and then we sever. Ae farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears I'll pledge thee. Warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee. Hahu agestig ri CGSF, Nached Poing Aun FM, Crowley Vol Burnaby, British Columbia.